We welcome you to the Wilderness Bar at Adventures Unlimited. We're glad that you are here. I want to draw your attention to Job chapter 19 and our call to worship this morning. Very familiar verses of Scripture. In verse 25 we read, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." This morning we're going to be talking about preparing to meet the Lord. Preparing in this life for the advent of death when it comes, and being ready to meet the Lord. And we have a very special promise in this passage of Scripture. Job, being one of the oldest of the books of the Bible, written in a time period thousands of years ago, and he said that after the worms had devoured his flesh, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Now, how is that possible? It's called the miracle of life. It's the miracle of God, whereby once again he will breathe into us, and the bones that were all scattered in the dust will all be assembled and restored, and we shall be forevermore in a body like unto Jesus Christ's glorious body. And that to me, folks, makes it very special that in this life we know each other by our physical presence, right? We'll see each other and say, "Hey, there's so-and-so over in the parking lot." Or, "There's so-and-so in the grocery store," and we run the other way, right? We recognize each other, correct? We're able to see each other, we recognize each other, and the Bible makes it clear that in our flesh we shall see each other when we get to heaven. And that, to me, that identification that we've had all through these years will stay with us in the future. And that's a wonderful thing, I think. I've always hoped that I would be better looking whenever I'm in heaven. And I know one thing, we won't have moles and we won't have warts and we won't have all those things. That's part of the curse. But we will have a glorified body like unto Jesus' body, and what a wonderful day that will be. But here's the point. That won't happen if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You've got to know Him. You have got to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Not your family's Savior. Not your church's Savior, but your personal Savior. And I hope that that's the case with you today as we gather together in this place to worship our Lord.